Gratitude isn't something we perform. It's something we return to. It is not a list you force yourself to write or a smile you wear when life feels overwhelming. True gratitude is a remembering, a softening, a shift in the way your energy receives the world around you. And harvest? Harvest is simply the universe reflecting what you've already sown in thought, in emotion, any tension. No guilt, no pressure, no shoulds. In today's Mystical Minds, we're exploring rituals of gratitude and harvest, how to honor what you've gained this year, gently release what you haven't, and create space for blessings to grow. Because when gratitude becomes a ritual instead of a performance, abundance becomes a rhythm instead of a chase. I'd like to welcome you to Mystical Minds, the podcast where magic meets modern life, and the metaphysical isn't just possible, it's personal. I'm your host, Allie Thies. I'm a psychic, I'm an energy worker, a soul connection specialist, and the former host of Ask Allie, the longest-running spiritual podcast on Apple Podcasts with 19 incredible seasons. Over the years, I've written 8 books, including the Gypsy Magic series, Out of Body Ecstasy, Gypsy Girl's Guide to Goals, One Spicy Erotic Story, and a chapter in the best-selling book, Sacred Self, where I shared my insights on creating a bedroom that truly invites love. I've been walking the mystical path since childhood, and now I help others reconnect with their true selves through intuitive readings, soul work, and the safe, sacred space of the Mystical Minds community. This podcast is your invitation to explore the magical, metaphysical, and the wildly mysterious side of life. From energy healing to spirit guides, soulmates to sacred rituals, nothing is off limits here. So grab your tea, light a candle, and let's dive into the mystery together. Welcome, welcome. And we are the week of Thanksgiving here in the States, and we know what this means. The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, is when I throw up my yearly half-off special. Oh, yes, indeedy do. From Black Friday to 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Cyber Monday, my readings are half off, and I add readings that I've taken off the site a long time ago. They are, too, half off. I hope you are part of my Facebook group or my Facebook page because I'll be listing the specials there. I will also put half off on the website. If you have any problems with the website and ordering from that, please let me know. Send me an email, alliethies@yahoo.com. When I post this stuff in Facebook and Instagram, TikTok, all you have to do is email me with your list of what you would like half off on. And I send you a PayPal invoice, you pay it, and we schedule for starting the beginning of 2026. It's that simple. I do this every year. It's 4 days. Everything's half off. Okay? All right. Now, let's not forget that Mercury retrograde, it's going direct here on the 29th. Thank God. And on the 28th, love notes. I did put in there the soul connection segment about connecting your energy with the one you were trying to draw to you. So please join me on Friday nights and Friday nights on TikTok. The handle I'm using on TikTok for this show is the period passion period zone. Okay. So at the passion zone, that's where love notes is at. Let's go to the card of the week. We are using Guides of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron Reed. And if I could move my cat, because she is always around. Come here, baby. You got to move, honey. I need the spot. All right. Can't really shuffle if she's taking up the whole desk, right? Makes things just a tad bit more difficult. You might catch Xena, that's the cat, on Love Notes. She does like to appear there. And if you're part of my Mystical Minds group, she always shows up to the Coffee with Allie. So she's a frequent guest. All right, so for this week, now it doesn't matter if you're listening to this podcast episode today, next week, a few years from now, this card is for you for this week, all right? And the card I just drew was Treasures in the Deep and Dark. So this is all about shadow work, healing old wounds. So this is Thanksgiving week, okay? And this week is also about gratitude and harvest. And sometimes we have a difficulty showing our gratitude or feeling gratitude when we still have shadow work to do. It is difficult to allow new wonderful feelings to come inside when we're still healing old wounds. So this week, because a lot of us are going to be with family, it is healing old wounds. None of us is on this planet forever. We don't get out of this thing alive, right? Our human body, you know, dies and our soul goes off until we come around again. So we don't know how long we've got with people. All right. We don't know if we're going to talk to them one day and that's it. We don't know if we get a couple more Thanksgivings with them or maybe another decade of Thanksgivings. We don't know when the end is. And it's difficult to enjoy yourself if you still have old wounds that are festering inside of you. So this week, I invite you to do shadow work and work on healing old wounds. Now, when you heal old wounds, just going to let you know, it doesn't mean you forgive the person who put the wounds there to begin with, but you do allow that energy to disperse and you're not carrying that heaviness anymore. Okay, so Treasures in the Deep and Dark. And here's the other cat. This would be Mr. Leroy Jethro Gibbs. Is now up here. He only gets his full name when he's in trouble, and he's usually in trouble. So, all right, so let's move on to the mystical item of the week. Now, if you remember, November's all about magic, ritual, and sacred practice. And Gibbs, you got to move to. Thank you. And somehow, I did not put on here what it was. That's what I get for, oh, and he's back. Let me go up here. I got to scroll. Once I scroll, I can tell you what the magical item of the week is. I don't know how I forgot to write this down. On my list, there we go. It's the Blessing Book, which is a gratitude journal. And write one small thing daily. Blessings grow when they're noticed, spoken, and written into reality. Your blessing book is more than just a journal. It's a container for spiritual evidence. You can use it to capture signs from the universe, tiny wins, energetic shifts, lessons learned, desire breadcrumbs, moments of clarity, things you once prayed for and maybe would like to pray for again. What you witness repeatedly, you amplify energetically. So think of your blessing book as a magnet. Every written gratitude expands your field of receiving. Makes sense, doesn't it? Oh, and I did write it down here. Oh, my. Yeah. Okay. So let us go on. Gratitude has become one of the most overused spiritual buzzwords. It really has. Something people feel pressured to demonstrate rather than something they feel naturally. But magic, real magic, doesn't respond to forced emotion. It responds authentically. That's another word that's overused, and I hated to use it, but I couldn't find another word to put in there. In energetic terms, gratitude is an opening. It softens the chest. It relaxes the shoulders. It expands the aura and slows the breath. It unlocks the emotional body so that you can actually receive what the universe has been trying to send you. But here's the piece most people miss. Gratitude doesn't deny your struggles. It contextualizes them. When you practice actual gratitude, you're not pretending everything is perfect because there's no such thing that everything is perfect, right? You're acknowledging that even within difficulty, something, someone is supporting you. It could be a lesson learned, a pattern broken, a truth surfaced, a boundary strengthened, a version of you has matured. Gratitude, in its magical form, is not optimism, it's awareness. And awareness is what transforms energy. It shifts your vibration from I don't have to I see what is here. And the universe responds to the openness like a tuning fork. When we talk about gratitude today, we're not talking about performative positivity. We're talking about a return to presence, a remembering of what sustains you even when life feels unsteady. This is gratitude that feeds the soul, fuels your magic, and prepares you for harvest. Now, harvest season is traditionally a celebration, a time to gather the fruits of what you've planted. But in modern life, harvest can often bring guilt. We ask ourselves, did I do enough this year? What goal didn't I manifest? Why am I still struggling with this pattern? Or why didn't I grow more? But spiritual harvest is not about output. It is about awareness, evolution, and integration. A spiritual harvest includes, but of course not limited to, the truths you finally admitted to yourself. And I'll tell you one truth I admitted to myself, and it was difficult for me to do. It really was. But I've admitted it and I acknowledge it. I add drama to my life on purpose. Yes, I do. Whether it is I'm actually doing something to add drama to my life, or I'm thinking something to add drama to my life. And if I'm thinking it, what does it do? What we think about a lot manifests in form. So whatever I've been thinking about dramatizing, it shows up in my life. And then I'm shocked because it's there. No, because I created it. That was a hard truth for me to admit to myself. And And I'd like to thank Amanda for that one. I hope I remembered her name correctly. Amanda from Maria Shaw's convention. She helped me realize this when her and I were sitting down and she was doing a reading for me. I'm like, damn, you are right. See, even at 58, and I've been doing this a long, long time, I still learn things. All right? We all have to keep learning. Now, what else? The people you choose to release, which I've also done, the relationships that healed or ended, the habits you outgrew, the clarity that came through chaos, the resilience you didn't know you had, the boundaries you put up, the softness you reclaimed, the courage you discovered, the rest you allowed. And here's the part that sets you free. If something didn't grow, it just wasn't meant to be harvested this season. It's not because you failed, not because you weren't worthy, not because you didn't try hard enough, but because your soul's timeline works differently than your human one. We don't guilt a garden because the seeds didn't bloom on our schedule. We trust the soil. We trust the season. We trust the timing. Your spiritual harvest is no different. Even realizing, I don't really want this after all, is a harvest. Even stepping back instead of pushing forward is a harvest. Even the endings count, sometimes more than the beginnings. The universe is never judging you for what didn't grow, so why should you? Magic flows with a simple formula. Energy plus emotion plus attention, intention plus repetition equals transformation. And before I continue on, my computer is about to die. That would be bad. Let's plug it back in. There we go. Computer's happy. So am I. Gratitude plays the emotional role in the formula. It opens the heart, the aura, and the energetic field. But without ritual, gratitude is just a feeling that passes. Ritual is what anchors it. Magical gratitude works because emotion charges the intention. When you feel gratitude, even the smallest drop, your vibration rises, making it easier for your desires to find you. Intention directs the energy. Your blessing book entries create a trajectory, a direction for the energy to travel. Repetition strengthens the frequency. Every time you write in your blessing book, you layer more energy into the field of receiving. And attention amplifies manifestation. What you constantly acknowledge grows, what you constantly ignore withers. The universe responds to your emotional state, not your wish list. When you pair gratitude with daily ritual, you signal, I am aware, I am receptive, I am willing to receive. This transforms your blessing book from a journal into a spell book, a living record of your energetic expansion. Every word you write becomes a frequency input. Every entry becomes a magnet. Every ritual becomes a declaration of readiness. Gratitude opens the door. Ritual invites the blessing inside. Now, I did write a gratitude harvest spell, and you will find this below in the show's notes underneath your spell work. I'm just going to read through it, but you will have it in case you want to do this for yourself. So it's the gratitude harvest spell. And this is to acknowledge your year's harvest, release guilt, and open your energy to new blessings. The best time to do it is in the evening. The best day is a Thursday. The moon phase is either waxing or full moon. The different tools you'll need is your blessing book, a gold or yellow candle, a pinch of cinnamon for prosperity, a clear quartz for amplification, and a small bowl of water for emotion and intuition. Now, the gold candle has attraction and warmth, cinnamon, energetic expansion, quartz, clarity and magnification, and water helps emotional release and integration. So place your blessing book in the center of your altar or your table, wherever you're doing this. Sprinkle cinnamon lightly around it in a circle. Light your gold candle, which can be sitting right outside the circle, or you can put it even on top of the blessing book if you'd like, but you will get wax on your blessing book. Hold the quartz in your projective hand, which is the hand you write with, and say slowly, I honor what this year has given me. I release what was never meant to grow. My heart opens, my harvest expands. I receive blessings with ease and trust. Now, write three things you harvested this year in your blessing book. I should say three things you harvested this year, not write. A lesson, a shift, and a blessing. Dip your finger in the water and touch the corner of a page, sealing it energetically. I wrote this stuff last night when I was half asleep. Okay, so your blessing book needs to be open. Place your blessing book open to a blank page. I know it's in my head, but I have a hard time getting it down when it's too late at night. Okay, place your blessing book open to a blank page at the center of your altar. Sprinkle cinnamon lightly around it in a circle. Light your gold candle, which is going to be sitting right outside the cinnamon circle, or it could be right next to your blessing book. Just make sure the blessing book doesn't catch on fire. Very important. Hold your quartz in your projective hand, again, the hand you write with. Okay, then say the incantation, and then write down in your blessing book three things you harvested this year. A lesson you harvest, a shift you harvest, and a blessing. Okay, once that is written, dip your finger in the water and touch the corner of the page. That way you're sealing it energetically. I know what I'm thinking when I do this, but I don't write it down all the time. Then the closure and protection. What do you do with everything? So at the end, you say, this harvest is witnessed. This chapter is blessed. This energy is received. You want to snuff out the candle. Don't blow it out because it scatters your energy. Let the cinnamon rest on the altar for 24 hours and then sweep it outside to return to the earth. You can use your hand and, you know, dust it up and put it in your hand and take it outside and throw it out. Your quartz holds your harvest energy, so keep it with you. Keep it with you in your blessing book, okay? Now, your soul energy, your soul work for the week is a daily gratitude entry, so one blessing per day in your blessing book. You can do a harvest reflection prompt. What did I gain this year that wasn't on my original list of goals? You can also do an energetic release check-in. What am I still carrying that my soul is done with? And maybe a 3-minute morning ritual. You can put your hand on your heart and say, I am a field where blessings grow. And you sit there with your hand over your heart for 3 minutes. Now, gratitude, remember, is not a demand. It's an invitation. Harvest is not a test. It's a mirror. When you honor your blessings without guilt, you create space for new ones to arrive effortlessly. Next week, we enter December and open a doorway to a new theme, manifestation and divine timing. And what we'll begin with, what manifestation actually is. Hint, it's not just vision boards. Until then, may your blessings be seen, your heart open, and your harvest be gentle. And that's a wrap here in this episode of Mystical Minds. I hope it sparks something inside of you, a memory, a knowing, a nudge from your soul. Don't forget your soul work for the week. You'll find it under the resources for the episode, which is where the spell is as well. If you loved what we explored today, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who needs a little magic in their life. If you're craving more, join the Mystical Minds group. It's a safe, sacred space to explore everything from energy work to soul connections, intuition, spirit guides, and more. You'll find support, community, and your people. And I'm expanding the Mystical Minds community extremely. I'm really expanding it in 26. So you're going to want to join while it's still relatively inexpensive to join. And if you walk the mystical path, the metaphysical path, and you would love to share your wisdom on the podcast, whether you're an energy worker, intuitive, healer, or just someone with a wild spiritual story, I would love to hear from you. And I do not have school in the new year, so I will have more time to be able to do things like this. I am looking forward to it. You can also book a private reading or a soul session with me anytime at outofbodyecstasy.com. I've got you whether you're seeking clarity, healing, or a deeper connection to your soul path. Until next time, stay grounded, stay curious, and remember, endless possibilities, infinite you.